It was like Hansen, when Hansen played, never got his kit dirty. It was like he'd come off covering blood and snot and he'd just walk off and basically give his kit to the kit man, said he won't need to wash that this week.
OTB AM, live weekday mornings from 7:30 on the OTB Sports app.
The news round on Off The Ball
with Gillette. Put your best face forward with our new and improved razors.
What a daunting task it is for Stephen Kenny and his side. The Portuguese team includes Cristiano Ronaldo, who needs just one more goal to become the all-time leading scorer in international football. 109 goals in 179 appearances for the man who is back at Manchester United. He has an able supporting cast as well. Diogo Jota, Bruno Fernandes, Bernardo Silva among the attackers named in that Portuguese side. Throw in Ruben Dias, Pepe and João Cancelo in defence and you have one of the very best teams in world football. This, a Republic of Ireland side coming into the game after back-to-back defeats to open the World Cup qualification campaign. A creditable performance over in Serbia followed by that nightmare against Luxembourg at the Aviva Stadium. There has been some confidence built up in the friendly victory against Andorra and the draw against Hungary. But there's no doubt this wouldn't just be Stephen Kenny's best result. It would be one of the greatest results in the history of Irish football if this Ireland team can come away from Faro with something tonight. Stewie Byrne is going to be alongside me on commentary for the 7:45 kickoff this evening. I'll run through the two starting 11s first. And there are six changes to the Republic of Ireland side that were beaten by Luxembourg in their last qualifier. No doubt about the big news, Jamie McGrath, the former St. Patrick's Athletic and Dundalk man, now playing at St. Mirren, makes his first ever international start. Just 8 minutes of international experience in that friendly win against Andorra for McGrath. But Stephen Kenny, clearly recognising his good form at club level and has thrown him in right from the start tonight. It will be Gavin Bazunu who continue in goal, the 19-year-old winning his fifth cap. A back five, I think we'd have to call it, even though there's three centre-halves in there. Darrell Shea, John Egan and Shane Duffy back in the side, rewarded for his early promise this season at Brighton. The two wing-backs will be the captain, Seamus Coleman, and Matt Doherty, who in the absence of Enda Stevens, will play at left wing-back. Then in midfield, Josh Cullen, Jeff Hendrick and Jamie McGrath behind a front two, an inexperienced front two again, of Aaron Connolly and Adam Ida. The Portuguese side, well, Rui Patricio's in goal. They're back four, Cancelo, Pepe, Diaz and Guerrera. In midfield, it's Palhinha, Fernandes and Silva, and Diogo Jota and Rafa Silva, either side of Cristiano Ronaldo. Stewie Byrne is alongside me. Stewie, your initial reaction to that Ireland team, and in particular, the inclusion of Jamie McGrath?
Yeah, well, what a surprise, Nathan, I have to say. But when you sort of allow it to settle in and you scurry to have a look at his stats over the last maybe 18 months or so, maybe we shouldn't be as surprised, because he's been playing football, he's been playing regularly football in the Scottish Premiership, scoring goals and playing extremely well, catching the limelight. And he comes into, he gets his pick tonight, Nathan, purely because he's a player in form, he's fit, he's playing regular first team football. And as we've seen in the past, that's been really key for Ireland is that ability to be able to get 11 players on the pitch that are playing regular football. And the team that he's picked for this particular game against Portugal, it's probably as close as we can get to that scenario. Still a couple of players that are short on first team football, thinking of Jeff Hendrick, Aaron Connolly, but those two players aside, he's gone for, I suppose, the players that are currently in form and are playing regularly.
What does McGrath offer then in midfield in comparison to the other contenders, Conor Harahan and Jason Malumbi, both of whom obviously haven't played much league football, if any, at all so far this season? But what does Jamie McGrath technically do that maybe those guys don't do?
I think he gives you ball retention, Nathan. He's quite a clever player, Jamie McGrath. He has that ability to either play centrally midfield, or he's comfortable playing in that inside right, inside left position, or even if it's in an advanced position, either left or right, or even in the hole with his back to the game. So he's clever, he's comfortable with the ball in possession. I think he'll give you that. Plus, Stephen has actually opted to play him in the past in European football in a position where he's kind of been asked to maybe drift either left or right hand side of a central central position and sort of pack in that five-man midfield. So he's got a good understanding of that. He gives you work rate as well. I think that's something that he's probably added to his game in recent years. Physically, his physical conditioning has improved since he's even gone to St Mirren. He looks a lot fitter to me. He would have primarily started out as being maybe a centre forward. Wasn't blessed with pace, but makes up for that with his ability to be able to drop into the hole, into that kind of false number nine position. Back, whether it's with his back to the game or facing the play, he gives you ball retention, and very much that's his strongest point. So I think the fact that he's playing regular football, Nathan, and Stephen's probably looked at this and looked at what his options are and what are the other two options. It's Herrigan, it's Malumbi. Malumbi gives you energy, but this is probably not the game maybe to play him. Stephen's probably looking at this thinking we have to keep the ball at certain periods during this game, otherwise we are going to be murdered. And I think that's the reason why he's opted maybe to kind of keep Malumbi out of the team. He's a good option to bring on if you need energy in the team and to break up play. Hopefully it'll be a scenario that Ireland maybe are in a positive position come 70 minutes. You can introduce energy with himself and others and maybe try and try and dig out a result if possible. But ultimately, when you really look at it, he's gone for players that are playing regular football.
I'll throw a statistic at you, Stewie, quite a frightening statistic.
Hit me.
Cristiano Ronaldo, 109 international goals. This Irish starting 11, 8 international goals. Half of them have come from Shane Duffy at centre-half. Stephen Kenny said in his press conference yesterday that he didn't want Ireland to sit back, that he wanted them to go and express themselves. Considering how the first two qualifiers have gone, what can he do? What can he do that Ireland come out of here with a credible result and a credible performance?
What he can do, Nathan, is look, the Ronaldo thing is, I get the stats thing, and I know there's been, huge hype made out of Ronaldo. Ronaldo's Ronaldo. There's two ways you can look at the guy. He's a goal machine. He's had a fantastic career. He's certainly coming to the end of that career. He's 36 years of age. He's human. Maybe go and get a little bit physical on him and see if he likes it or not. But when it comes to us, what do we need to do to get goals? We need to be able to keep the football, for starters. We need to be able to get players into positions to create goals. I think we've done that in some of the games so far. What we've lacked is the finishing. Aaron Connolly has been particularly guilty of that. But I will say one thing about him. He's got a great ability to get chances. He just needs to learn at this level that putting the ball in the back of the net is probably more down to composure and his own decision making than it is anything else. But from a positive point of view, he's getting himself into those positions to go and score goals through sheer energy and will. And he has a knack for getting himself, he likes to kind of play inside, in that kind of inside channel, doesn't he? Just off centre, whether it be right or left. And he has a knack from getting himself in between the fullback centre half. So that will be key for Stephen tonight, in the hope that he's not been playing much football, Aaron, but he'll hopefully pick up from where some of his better Irish play has been, where he's kind of, I'm just thinking back to some of the Bulgaria game or others where he could have had a hat-trick in the first half, but the key is that he's creating those opportunities. From an Ireland point of view, Nathan, look, the first half of Stephen Kenny's tenure has been very much interrupted by all sorts of you got COVID, you have trying to blood new players. He keeps going on about the fact that he's blooded 11 new players. He's talking about the June period this year being a very positive one for them. When you think of the Andorra game, the Hungary game, the performance. So this is the next step to that. Everything that has gone on beforehand, I think you can almost nearly scratch off. But it's key now over the next three games that we see this Ireland team show us what we hope is coming, and that's this understanding of ball retention, being able to keep the ball for a longer periods of the game, and add energy and guile, and hopefully a goal or two.
It is an absolutely massive 6-day spell for Stephen Kenny. We will have all three World Cup qualifiers live for you here on Off the Ball. Saturday night against Azerbaijan, next Tuesday night against Serbia. The group as it stands, Republic of Ireland bottom with no points. Portugal top with 7 points. But if you're looking for maybe some confidence or some inspiration, they did go behind in their 3-1 win against Luxembourg. They drew controversially against Serbia, or might remember that was the game where Cristiano Ronaldo went storming down the tunnel at full time for a late disallowed goal in Belgrade. And then they just about scraped to a 1-0 win against Azerbaijan. They are a side that also flattered to deceive somewhat at Euro 2020. A bit of pressure on the man who led them to Euro 2016, Fernando Santos, that they're, for all that talent, still a little bit dull to watch. But it is an enormous task for the Republic of Ireland coming up at 7:45. One other bit of news from Faro. More COVID problems for the Republic of Ireland. Shane Long, out of tonight's squad. He has tested positive. And we hope that there aren't any more cases over the coming days that can dog Stephen Kenny. You are listening to Off the Ball, full commentary of Portugal against the Republic of Ireland coming your way. It is the news round, which you let put your best face forward with their new and improved razors. Anne-Marie Donlan is back in studio. Good evening, Anne-Marie.
Hi, Nathan. How are you?
I'm very well. So what's going on?
We'll just run through a few things quickly. John Egan, who, as you mentioned, starts tonight, and Denise O'Sullivan were named the FAI Player of the Year today for the second year running. There was obviously no presentation ceremony, obviously due to the pandemic and with the male players being away. So the winners were announced online. The Young Player of the Year then went to Dara O'Shea, who also starts tonight. Elsewhere, Manchester City goalkeeper Ederson committed his long-term future to the club today. He signed a new deal which will keep him at the Etihad until 2026. The Brazilian said there's nowhere else he'd rather be and that he wants to win the Champions League with the club.
I wouldn't say that John Giles is at another level of greatness, but he was just today inducted into the FAI Hall of Fame for the second time. That's how great John Giles is. He's going to be with us tomorrow night as well to reflect on tonight's match. He'll be in studio with us for the first time in about 18 months, so it'll be great to see John. Stewie, did you ever win an FAI award?
No, nominated a few times, but didn't win one. No, thanks for that, Nathan.
You're not in the FAI Hall of Fame, Stewie, no?
No. Thanks, guys. I'm just going
to... Hey, it's always good to be nominated. Listen, winning is overrated. Being nominated for awards is what it's all about, Stewie.
Well, we all know... I don't know what you're alluding to, Nathan. Yeah? Do you want to elaborate on that?
Is it nominated? No, it's fine. Leave it. Nominated. Anne-Marie, what else you got?
Gaelic Games and the GAA today confirmed Croke Park will be at 50% capacity for the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship final. That's obviously Mayo and Tyrone next week. There had been debate in relation to upping the capacity for this and people presenting vaccine certs, but they have announced now that it will be 50% capacity and you don't have to prove going in whether you're vaccinated or not. That means an additional 1,150 tickets are to be distributed, as 40,000 people were already due to attend the game. And sticking with that game, Cavan's Joe McQuillan will referee it. He is to get his fourth decider that he'll be the referee for. He was in charge for the 2011, 13 and 17 finals, all of which Dublin were victorious in. 13 and 17, obviously, against Mayo.
No need to bring that up, Anne-Marie. Any tickets for your old pal?
Have I tickets?
Come on. Stewie, someone, do me a favour here.
Surely you have tickets, all those connections.
No tickets yet. No, they're hard to come by. They are hard to come by.
There's another 1,150 now.
All right, well, send one in my direction.
I'm looking at pictures of Ronaldo on the screen here. He's gorgeous. I can't keep my eyes off him.
You can understand then why Manchester United were so keen to get him back at 36.
Gorgeous he is. Like, I couldn't care about the goals.
I am a bit concerned tonight, Anne-Marie. I think myself and Stewie have been commentating on Ireland matches for 2 or 3 years at this stage, Stewie. And I'm not sure we've actually commentated on a win.
We might have been, maybe.
Stewie, what would you consider a good result? Forget a win. Is 2-0 a kind of a win?
I think performance is huge. I just keep harping on to this, that we see some sort of progression in this attempt to keep the ball. And I think if people see that starting to come through, especially in this game against the likes of Portugal, one of the top teams in the world, if we see that coming to the fore and we're beating 2-0 or whatever the case may be, I don't think people will be hugely disappointed by that. but by no means is it impossible to get maybe a draw out of this, or very much even sneak one. You know, we've had games in the past. I'm thinking of the Germany game at home where Shane Long actually scored. We were battered in that game and went and won it, snuck it 1-0. So it's not beyond the realms of possibility, but I think performance for me is huge, and how we approach the game, that's what I'm looking for, really.
So 7:45 kickoff in Faro, where the sun is shining, a balmy night in Portugal. Good news for Offaly, a county really on the up in Gaelic games, Anne-Marie.
Massive news. The county board chairman, Michael Dignan, today described the addition of Tomás O'Shea to their senior football setup as a huge boost. The Kerry defender, who obviously has five All-Irelands to his name, has joined John Mahan's backroom team for next season. As we know, Offaly won the under-20 football championship this year, so they are on the up, as you mentioned. The defending champion Naomi Osaka then got a walkover to reach the third round of the US Open in New York today. That was after Serbia's Olga Danilovic withdrew through illness, while world number two in the men's draw, Daniil Medvedev, is currently taking on German Dominic Kupfer. That's just in the first set there.
And finally, a little bit of Formula One news.
Yeah, Formula One's most experienced ever driver, Kimi Raikkonen, announced just this evening that he is set to retire from the sport. That's at the end of the current season. The Finn, who holds the record for most race starts, won the World Championship back in 2007, and he's currently with the Alfa Romeo team. In a post on social media, he said, "It's time to enjoy the other things in life."
All right, Anne-Marie, great stuff as always. Thank you for that. We will be checking in on all the day's Paralympics news in just a couple of minutes' time with Niamh Tallon ahead of kickoff. 53106 is the text number at Off the Ball. As always, when we're on international duty, if you're listening in around the world, we generally find some people in pretty far-flung places. Do give us a text. We give you a shout-out if there's a lull in proceedings at some stage, as there sometimes might be in an international match. But as I say, 7:45, it all gets underway. Right now, though, it's time for this.
It's the competition giving you life-changing cash. The 25K giveaway on News Talk.
Yes, it is the 25K giveaway on News Talk. Your chance to win a life-changing, massive, enormous, whatever way you want to describe it, amount of money. What you do with it, buy yourself a boat, book yourself a once-in-a-lifetime holiday, follow the Republic of Ireland to the, well, some World Cup, somewhere down the track. Whatever you do with it, it's completely up to you. 25 grand could be all yours this Friday. All you have to do to enter is answer this question correctly, and we could be calling you back on Friday with the cash. Which Hollywood actor has been touring Ireland playing golf? Is it A, Bill Murray, or B, Jedward? Text the word play to 57599 with your answer A or B. It's €2.50 to play, plus your standard message rate. You have to be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. Full terms are on the website. Get your entry in by this Friday at 3 o'clock, and we could well be calling you. You got to answer within five rings, and the cash then is yours for your chance to win €25,000. Text play to 57599 with the answer, and the very best of luck. A reminder then of the big news from Faro. From a Republic of Ireland point of view, Jamie McGrath makes his first ever international start. A proud day for everybody involved in football around Meath. He'll start in midfield alongside Josh Cullen and Jeff Hendrick. Shane Duffy back in the side again, a back five with Daryl Shea, John Egan and Seamus Coleman and Matt Doherty as the wing-backs. Gavin Bazunu starts again in goal, and Adam Eda and Aaron Connolly will lead the line. It is once again a very inexperienced Republic of Ireland starting 11 for Stephen Kenny. The Portuguese, there's no lack of experience there. Bruno Fernandes, Bernardo Silva, Diogo Jota, Cristiano Ronaldo, just some of the many stars in that team. It all gets underway at 7:45. Quick break though, and then we're talking Paralympics.
The News Round on Off the Ball
with Gillette. Put your best face forward with our new and improved razors.